In Vermont, 13,000 people 65 and older are living with Alzheimer's disease, and that number is expected to increase 31% by 2025. Caring for someone who has trouble thinking and remembering is difficult. When family members become overwhelmed, many turn to skilled nursing facilities, but staffing shortages have severely limited the number of beds available. As Vermont Public's Nina Keck reports, hospitals are increasingly picking up the slack.
Kathy Dick is a retired nurse who lives in Sudbury. A couple of years ago, she noticed one of her oldest friends began forgetting things.
She was taking a couple of us out for lunch, and she couldn't figure out how to pay the bill.
Kathy's friend had no children, was in her mid-70s, and lived alone. We're not going to name her to protect her privacy. Kathy saw clear signs of dementia.
There were other little tip-offs, and she would occasionally call me and say, "What day is this? You know, I'm just checking." She couldn't keep track of her calendar, and I thought, something's not right.
Kathy also knew her friend had diabetes and hypertension. What if she was forgetting or mixing up her medications? Who would know?
And it became obvious to me that she was not functioning well and just was deteriorating before my eyes.
When her friend could no longer drive, Kathy set up Meals on Wheels, transportation, visiting nurses and other services. But it wasn't enough, and the isolation of the pandemic made everything worse. Kathy's friend ended up being hospitalized at Porter Medical Center in Middlebury multiple times, and long-term care became the only option. But Kathy says finding it took months.
I just could not believe it. I just assumed that when she would need long-term care, she would be able to go to Rutland or certainly Middlebury, and barring that, maybe someplace in Burlington, you know, someplace we could drive to. But it just didn't happen.
Every day, the state puts out a list of available nursing home beds in Vermont. Some facilities might only have space for someone who needs short-term rehab, like after a hip replacement. Kathy Dick says it quickly became clear that there was a critical shortage of the kind of long-term care her friend needed. So her friend stayed in the hospital.
The situation is not new. This is a growing concern, not just in Vermont, but all over the country, because people are living longer.
Kathleen Boyd is Senior Director of Care Management at Rutland Regional Medical Center. On any given day, Rutland Regional and Porter have between 5 and 10 so-called custodial patients. Not all have dementia. Some have serious psychiatric disorders or are impaired because of substance abuse or a traumatic brain injury. Boyd says they come to the emergency department for valid reasons. Maybe they became violent or dehydrated or go off their medication.
But once they're stable, insurers will not pay for that anymore, and we need to find a new home for them.
And how easy or difficult is it to find a new home for them?
It's very, very difficult, because the facilities will look at the documentation and they will see that the patient was violent towards a loved one at home. And they'll say, we can't take the risk because we don't have the staff to be able to monitor and manage this potentially agitated individual.
While nursing homes can say no, hospitals can't. Many end up caring for patients like this for weeks, months, and sometimes even years. With little to no reimbursement, it's costing hospitals millions and pushing up healthcare prices for everyone.
It's a huge, huge issue.
Dr. Stephen Leffler is president of the UVM Medical Center.
Every day, just at the medical center, every single day we have 50 to 70 beds taken by people who don't need hospital care, but can't leave the hospital.
That means fewer beds for everyone else who may need hospital care.
I'm an ER doctor by training. Nothing bothers me more than people who their doctor has said, you need to go to the academic medical center. And we've said, yes, you do, but we can't take you right now. For most of my career, that almost never happened. It happens every single day now.
Staffing shortages are at the heart of this problem. Because of the pandemic-related workforce shortage, many nursing homes have had to hire traveling nurses. State officials say it's increased staffing costs at many facilities 150 to 250%. In January, nearly 450 licensed nursing home beds in Vermont sat empty because of staffing issues. Patty Merrill says it's hard to retain caregivers when salaries are so low. She's been a licensed nursing assistant with the Rutland Area Visiting Nurses since 1993.
I make $18 an hour after 30 years. I can go to Aldi's and start at $17, stocking shelves. You know, it's very disheartening to think that that's all we're worth.
We'll hear more from caregivers tomorrow in part two of this series. But when it comes to how the shortage of nursing home care is impacting hospitals, the state is trying to help. Vermont used COVID relief money to fund short-term targeted grants for nursing homes to help with staffing costs. The state also boosted its Medicaid reimbursement rate more than 9% for skilled nursing facilities and 8% for home-based care. They've also increased recruiting and retention efforts for healthcare workers. Megan Tierney Ward is Deputy Commissioner of Vermont's Department of Disabilities, Aging, and Independent Living. She says those efforts have helped bring hundreds of nursing home beds back online. But she says to address the needs of the most complex patients, the state is negotiating with a vendor to build a new 100-bed skilled nursing facility. It will house long-term care patients who may be violent, those with serious psychiatric disorders, or a history of homelessness, substance abuse, or incarceration. Tierney Ward wasn't ready to announce where it'll be built, but called it a priority.
We're hoping that this can start serving people in July of next year.
UVM Medical Center President Stephen Leffler believes state officials understand the challenges that hospitals are facing, and he appreciates their work on the problem. But in his mind, the challenge is less about new infrastructure and more about the way long-term care is paid for or not paid for. Because while hospitals across the state continue to lose millions providing long-term care, hundreds of more affordable nursing home beds remain empty. For Vermont Public, I'm Nina Kack.